The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has again vowed to hold what he's termed a robust meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the APEC summit in Beijing tomorrow. The talks are expected to focus on Russia's response to the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over Ukraine, in which 38 Australians were killed. And it coincides with reports of heavy shelling of the separatist stronghold of Donetsk and unidentified military convoys heading to the front lines. Barney Porter has the latest.
A two-month-old ceasefire to end a war that's killed around 4,000 people appears increasingly shaky, with each side accusing the other of having violated the terms of the peace plan. In the latest fighting, East Ukraine's rebel stronghold of Donetsk has been pummeled in what journalists inside the city have described as the most intense shelling since early October. The residents have simply had enough.
It's scary. Of course it's scary. All normal people who live here, of course, they're scared. It's really scary.
Dmitry also lives in Donetsk. He's described the extent of the barrage to the BBC.
Yesterday I was in my district, which is 10 kilometres away from city centre, and it was very, very close to me. But what I read in the social network, it was all over Donetsk. And right now I read again from my friends, they write me that it's not far away from the city even now, from the city centre even now.
He also says both sides have been responsible for the escalation in fighting.
Mostly, since it was outgoing from the territory of Donetsk, which means that pro-Russian fighters firing out of Donetsk. But I guess there were some incoming to Donetsk, but not to my district.
And there's been another development with perhaps more significance for the international community. Ukraine has accused Russia of sending a column of more than 30 tanks and truckloads of troops into the country's east to support the pro-Russian rebels in recent days. Andrei Lysenko is the spokesman of the Ukrainian Defence and Security Council.
The movement of additional groups of rebels, groups of infiltrators from Russia to Ukraine, and the stockpiling of weapons, military equipment and ammunition continues. An increase in the amount of military equipment and number of soldiers was even reported by representatives of the monitoring mission from the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe.
The OSCE says in one 40-vehicle convoy, 19 were large covered trucks without markings or number plates, each towing a 122mm howitzer and containing personnel in dark green uniforms without insignia. Ukraine says it has no doubt the new troops are Russians. The White House has expressed grave concern at the report, warning that any separatist efforts to seize more territory would be a blatant violation of the ceasefire agreement. Overnight, Europe marked the fall of the Berlin Wall a quarter of a century ago and the subsequent end of the Cold War between the West and the Soviet Union. Among the dignitaries was the former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, who urged the Europeans and the Americans to continue to work with Russia to help ease the latest tensions between East and West.
The common approach has been destroyed. When we ended the Cold War, when we did all those things, we were meeting each other halfway and we cooperated. And now we are just looking askance at each other.
Meanwhile, investigative journalists have published a report on the downing of Malaysian flight MH17. The Bellingcat report says there's strong evidence indicating that the Russian military provided separatists in eastern Ukraine with the Buk missile, believed to have brought down the plane.
Barney Porter there.